speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Is the song, "I Know the Lord," a scriptural song? Doesn't God already have a way for us? And let me explain. What do we know about the author? And that's where we're going to get to here in a minute. Note the first verse. I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me. As I look to songs, not only do I look at the lyrics, but I've learned even to look at the author. And as I was looking at this song and the author, I found something most interesting. From time to time in our songbooks, they are written by members of the church. Brother Tom Holland, in fact, has written a lot of songs. And I'm not sure if we have any of Brother Holland's in this book here, but I know that Brother Holland is published in other songbooks, and he even has a songbook of his own that he is singing songs or written songs of praise to God. Palmer Esker Wheeler is a member of the Lord's Church. He instructed music at Freed Hardeman University. And I want to note the date here. In 1937 to 1939, at the time, Freed Hardeman University was known as Freed Hardeman College or Bible College. And at that time, I'm not even sure that they were issuing degrees. And they may have been, but I'm not sure if they were at that given time, in that they were known primarily as a school of preaching. And he went, according to what I have read and studied, to help these preachers, these training preachers, men who were training to become preachers, also to lead singing. Why? Because a lot of the works that they were going to, it was going to be a one-man show. Hence, they were going to not only be preaching, but they were also going to be helping out with the song service. In some areas, it's still like that. He left after 1934 and devoted his life to gospel meetings and to recordings. While he was involved in this work, he taught singing workshops throughout the Brotherhood, as well as worked with congregations on Vacation Bible School programs. Other songs that he wrote some children's songs, Little Boy David, the books of the New Testament song. I remember singing that as a young boy, trying to remember the books of the New Testament. Just 27 books, but at the same time, for a kid, sometimes it's like, that's a lot. Well, was taught the books of the New Testament song, and very helpful, very beneficial. Another song, worship song. Today is a day of salvation. We sing that here from time to time. Now I want, though, to consider the question. I lay that out to say we're dealing with a member of the church. If I'm dealing with somebody who is in denomination, usually I can say, okay, if it's Baptist and they're writing something like this, then I'm going to maybe walk away with a different take as to what they were thinking. But if I'm dealing with a member of the church and a man who has proven himself as a solid Christian, and everything that I've read concerning Palmer seems as if he was solid during his age or during his day. So therefore, I'm asking, what did he mean in all of this? To begin with, let me say that if I were writing the song, I would say, I know the Lord has a way for me. And that way is Jesus Christ our Lord. But I didn't write the song, so therefore, what would possibly he mean? In Isaiah chapter 43, the scripture here indicates through the words of Isaiah that God makes a way when there seems to be no way. God always had a way for His people, didn't He? But yet in the sight of the people, it appeared as if there was absolutely no way that they were going to be able to be in the graces of God. But yet God always found a way for them. And as I look to the term here, God will find a way for me, I want to think that probably Palmer had that same consideration. In our eyes, we don't always do what God expects us to do. And we can beat ourselves up. And we need to be honest with ourselves and to repent where repentance is necessary and what God expects of us with regard to repentance. But in that too, even often after we have repented, had prayer offered, we feel so unworthy. And therefore, God will find a way for me. But note the chorus. And to me, this says a lot as we look to the chorus. Note what he says. If. What's the word if mean? I believe that it means it's conditional. It's not a sure thing. But rather, if what, Palmer? If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong, and do the right. I, as he presents it here in this context, to me, says that there is personal responsibility as well as personal accountability. And if we walk in the light, shun the wrong, and do the right, the Lord will make a way for us through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I believe that this is what John saw by way of revelation in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ continues to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If I walk in the light, if I obey and live as God commands, if I shun the wrong and do the right, by rejecting evil and by embracing righteousness, then God will find a way, even though in my sight there's no way under the sun, God will find a way through the blood of Christ to cleanse me. Therefore, I would say that as long as we sing with an understanding that Christ is our means of redemption and that that way that God finds is through that avenue, then we can sing this song according to a scriptural manner.